Thunder Media.
On this episode of Inside Motorsport, we continue our chat with Dennis Newland about Speedway Classics and the big question, Speedway in Sydney. I hope you'll stay with us. I know, Dennis, it's a labour of love, and you've had a lot of great contributors to the magazine in this number 5 edition.
It is a very good issue. The hard work that goes into this, people wouldn't begin to imagine. We're on a tight deadline, and I got to thank the contributors, the photographers, the people who weighed in with the stories. And you know, we have a very good man in America, in Jerry Nowicki from Louisville, Kentucky, who did that magnificent piece on Lloyd Ruby. We've got some very good contacts. We've got some very good people contributing to Speedway Classics. And will there be another one? Well, I'm not sure. I'm not getting any younger. And these things take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of sometimes long, long hours. And when you're on the deadline, and the deadline for this one was the 30th of November, though in the last month it's only really fully started news agents, and this is really the first opportunity to talk about it via media, and I appreciate that, Craig. There's a hell of a lot goes into these publications. I've got to also thank two other people, Kathy Eastway and her husband Peter, both graphic designers, both very skillful people, and anyone who picks up the latest Speedway Classics, you can see the graphic design work that's gone into it. It is absolutely magnificent. So we've got a very good team around us here, Craig, and I'd be lost without them. I couldn't do it without these people. You know, Kevin Andrews, Mark Neal, Jerry Nowicki, the Speedway star in London, Paul Burbage, who's the media man for the FIM Speedway Grand Prix. He's helped with this issue as well. We've got also a connection with various other people in different disciplines.